Gary Hansen says Trans Canada's permit did not expire last week, but it's no longer valid until the company files a certification. Many of the conditions the company has to meet have to do with the actual construction, so those conditions can be met only when the pipeline is being built. But Hansen says there are pre-construction conditions to be met, such as having a paleontologist available to ensure proper handling of fossils and artifacts, and round-the-clock staff to keep citizens and officials informed. The project has stalled in Nebraska, where the state Supreme Court has agreed to review a lower court decision, saying the governor did not have authority to approve the proposed pipeline route through that state. Until that ruling is issued, Hansen says the South Dakota route and the status of the siting permit is uncertain.
Nebraska might request, or require rather, that the entry point into Nebraska be changed. If that happens, then of course the exit point from South Dakota would have to be changed, and that would require a siting permit for the new route.
If South Dakota's route changes, Hansen says the public hearing process will start over again. But even if it remains the same and TransCanada has only to certify conditions, a public hearing is still likely.
In the event that there's an organization or an individual that can present some evidence, we certainly want to see that. We want to know about it because we want to make certain that XL meets all of the conditions if they do continue with the project.
TransCanada plans to recertify the project. A company spokesman said in an email that the conditions supporting the permit are stronger now than before. He says TransCanada now has long-term agreements to transport North Dakota crude down to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries, not just tar sands from Alberta, Canada. Keystone XL still has not received a presidential permit from the U.S. State Department, required because the pipeline crosses an international boundary. Hansen says it's likely that President Obama will hold off on the permit until Nebraska and South Dakota's permits are final. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.